The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing, Michael?
Doug, I'm fine. How about you?
Doing all right, all things considered. Heck of a challenging time that we're in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Challenging is certainly the word. I know everybody's tuning in to hear us talk about, you know, finance and financial markets, but I think, you know, first and foremost, there's a real health crisis, right, that we need to say, hope everybody's taking care and everybody's well and you know, doing all the right things. That's first and foremost. And that's been challenging, right? In light of, I guess, schools are starting to close and corporations are working from home. You know, we're starting to see sporting events are all but canceled. So we're starting to, just from the health and social aspect, wow, there's a lot to digest before we even get to the stock market.
There is 100%. And listen, my opinion, your opinion about the coronavirus is of very little value to anybody out there. We certainly aren't the people. We're not the medical or the infectious disease people to be listening to when it comes to that. And they're really trying hard to flatten the curve of spreading it. And that's the idea behind these closings and trying to limit large groups from gathering and all that kind of stuff. We understand that. But what I think, Mike, is where we do bring, in my opinion, an astronomical amount of great value to the listener right now, is from our financial perspectives of what is going on right now. And the reason I say that is because you and I have both been in this business since the early 1990s. We have seen countless financial stresses and situations and dilemmas and things that have been put upon us. And while this is all, in a sense, if you will, new, it probably isn't new in the whole perspective of things. We've never had a coronavirus issue before, but we've had other issues that have suddenly put a stress on the market where we can bring in some value and talk to people on what we think may be a very good approach towards handling the situation.
Correct. And actually, Doug, there's been, in modern day history, going back to the modern day now, going back to the 80s, which is like 40 years ago, so I'm dating myself, right? But there was 1987, there was 2001, mm-hmm. 2008, and now there's 2020 that we saw modern day, you know, major events, major down, what's happening, is the world coming to an end type of episode. Now, all three of them were caused by completely separate issues, right? 08 was a financial crisis. Mm-hmm. This is a health crisis.
01 was a terrorism attack.
Right. So completely, but three triggering events that got us to the point of modern day events. And it, so it comes down to, from you and I, where we sit, right, where we've been practicing through three of these events, right? You know, we've kind of been there, lived it, different things triggering it, but here we are. So now what?
All right. So let me take a minute to back up a couple of steps here. And let's talk to the people about possibly what it is that happened to the equity markets over the last several weeks. Now, equity and stock prices represent what somebody is willing to pay for ownership of a company based on an anticipated earnings or growth rate. That's basically, in its simplest form, what happens. Now, what's going on right now, and what I feel as though the reason for this pullback, major pullback, is that it's anticipated that the earnings and growth of these companies, of many, many, many companies, is going to contract due to the impact of the coronavirus and people not being as mobile and moving around and staying home and nesting. And so what the market is doing is now pricing shares. Investors are either buying or selling shares based on what they anticipate to be the future earnings. Now, you have to remember something, that when markets go down and markets go up, every time there's a trade made in the market, there is somebody buying and selling that equity. And therefore, at some point in time, somebody has said, I don't like the prospects, and somebody else is saying, I do like the prospects. So that's what you have to bear in mind, and that's kind of what's going on right now. But understanding that, Mike, doesn't make it any easier for people to understand or not act emotionally when they see this going on, because money is very emotional now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So one of the main things that you and I need to do to be as effective as we can for the listeners out there and our clients is try to prevent them from making wrong decisions at the wrong time. Now, that's not to say that your strategies, your investments that you hold, or something of that nature, a change shouldn't be made if there's a fundamental underlying reason for it. It definitely could take place, and you could definitely make a change. But at this stage of the game here, it's really where a true evaluation comes into play. And if you ask me, Mike, the people that are in the most danger right now, or the highest level of risk, are the people that don't have a good, competent advisor in their corner right now to talk to and to discuss this with if they're nervous about, or if they're wondering, does my plan even make sense, or where is the validity behind it at this stage of the game?
Correct. And, you know, Doug, that's really what it, you know, comes down to is what you're saying is right. It's making, and everybody's situation's completely different. Let's just
right.
Make sure we all understand that, right? Although situations may be the same. My situation may be the same as the guy a town over or whatever, you know, sure, I get that. But for the most part, what's good for Doug is not good for me, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's an individualized situation. And, you know, decisions have to be made on your situation, not the person next to you, not the person on TV. What's best for you? And that's where it all has to be sorted out. What to do, if to do anything at all.
Yes, correct, Mike. And that is very well put. Now, we don't want anybody to make knee-jerk reactions, but we do want to make sure you're paying attention to what's going on in your overall situation. The challenge, we understand, we get it, is that many of you don't know the proper way to go about evaluating and don't have the tools at your hands to go about doing this and making sure that you're set up right. Listening to the show right now, there's probably one spouse looking at another spouse somewhere going, you see what I told you? We have to make sure. It's probably happening, right, Mike?
Sure.
But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that what you're doing is appropriate for your overall long-term situation. I know that in the past, and it's absolutely no guarantee that it's going to happen again, that markets turn around and get higher at some point in time. But we've seen, our experience has shown us, that some people who take that closed eye approach to it and simply say, all right, I'm going to completely not pay attention to this because there's people who tell us that the market's going to rebound back up. Well, we've seen in the past circumstances where there have been people who have taken that approach, not adjusted their portfolio, but the overall or large component of their holdings never came back, regardless of the overall market.
Correct, Doug. And you know what, as far as, you know, markets coming back and all that, and again, we're talking about, we started this conversation talking about what we've seen in history, right? We saw 01, we saw 08, we saw markets come back in general, in broad terms. Mm-hmm. You and I have sat with a lot of people through the years, and there's people that absolutely came back effectively and quickly, but there was people that just assumed they were going to come back, and they didn't.
Correct.
It was very long after the fact, and they were coming in and saying, look, you know, I didn't come back. This was what I was doing, okay? So you can't make just an assumption. Yeah, it really truly is. I mean, do you agree with me, Doug? It's truly on everybody's individualized situation.
Well, 100%.
So I can't say, don't worry, the market's going to come back, because I think that's speaking out of two sides of my mouth. I mean, yeah, history has said that. I believe they will, you know, but it doesn't mean your situation means it's going to work out that way.
Well, the thing is, Mike, with our clients, the people who work with us, I have a very high level of confidence in the things that we have in place. And that's not typically who we're speaking to right now.
Right.
What the people that we're speaking to right now are the people out there who are, you know, trying to go at it on their own, or maybe just are dealing with an investment salesperson, not somebody who really tries to design financial strategies, you know, for them, and they're very nervous right now. And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be nervous, because you can't be, you know, we're not robots. You know, we have emotions. There's no doubt about it. But what I'm telling you is that you need to make sure that you're doing the right things. We're not here to tell you we told you so. But at the beginning of this year, we were very clear to you that you better pay attention, not because we saw this coming. We were not geniuses, and we did not anticipate a health crisis starting in China and spreading out through the entire world. That wasn't it at all. But what we were telling you is that we know that when markets run for a period of time, your risk level may become higher than you're comfortable with. And there's a lot of people right now, Mike, who may be getting beaten up worse than they're comfortable with, because they were greedy on the upside and let their stuff keep running and running and running and running and not paying attention to the risk profile.
Well, that's correct. If they, you know, we talked about, Doug, you know, in a big year, how rebalancing is so important, and, you know, is it being rebalanced and stuff like that. All that stuff applies. You know, Doug, just to talk about the whole situation, because I think we should probably share, you know, how you feel, how I feel, how I look at it. This week was, especially this week, and it's been going on for a while, absolutely very, very trying. Very, very, you know, folks, I get it. I understand. Very, very difficult, you know, for people, no matter what the situation is, to sit and look at everything that's going on, not just the financial markets, even from the health. You know what I'm saying, Doug? The other day, I stopped at the supermarket on the way home, and shelves are emptying and people running around. It was like high energy in the place. It was like I got dropped into this craze zone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure everybody's like, oh, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very trying week. As far as I agree, this was really a health thing that has turned into a financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look back 3 weeks ago or so, it was like the economy was like the shiny brand new car. Everything was perfect. Right. Markets were close to all time highs. Unemployment's going good. People working. Nobody complaining. And it was like a ball flew through the yard and hit it right on the hood. And now we got a big dent in our economy. Right. And that's in essence what's going to happen is nobody knows the impact of what is it all going to extrapolate out to be financially. But we do know, because of the lessened activity, you know, people aren't going to the movies and people aren't going out to eat as much, and there's concerts are canceled and the basketball tournament's canceled. It's going to put a dent to the economy, right?
Absolutely.
People are not spending. There's going to be a dent. It has to be assessed and evaluated. And that's where it's at. And I think the good news about the health scare, though, it's going to go away. It's going to run its course eventually. I mean, I'm giving my opinion now. I'm not nowhere a little bit close to being a doctor, okay, as everybody knows. But just looking at how it flowed through in China and what took place and what I'm hearing as a layman watching TV at night, I'm going home and putting the news on like everybody else. It seems like somewhere, but it feels like right now we're kind of, if to put into hurricane terms, we're in a little bit of the eye of the storm right now.
Yeah, could be, Mike. And, you know, you just, that was very well said. the way that you just approached that. And I, too, this is going to pass. I know it's going to pass.
Sure.
And the best in my thought process of this, the best time to look for an analysis to what happened here as to what happened previously is not 2008, but rather the terrorist attacks. And the reason that I say that is because it was a sudden boom,
yep.
you know,
sure.
thing. So while people could argue that this coronavirus thing has been building up as opposed to a sudden thing, it's the closest thing that I can come up with to a quick negative impact on our overall economy.
Yeah.
That's the closest thing. Yeah. So what can we're here to help you. You need yeah. to understand this. And what can we do to help you? We can have telephone calls with you. We can, you know, meet with you in person. We can review your situation with you, discuss it with you, analyze what you have, talk to you about what you're looking to accomplish, and see if there's any changes you should make going forwards or if you're okay where you are right now. That's what we can offer out to you. If you want to take advantage of it, we're happy to do that. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We're offering it out to you as a complimentary, no cost, you know, consultation with no obligations to take advantage of this. Mike, I think it's important for people to know that they have us to turn to. We're here. And that we're not rookies. I'm not saying that we have all the answers. But what I am saying is that although you mentioned four major, major instances that have taken place, we've also lived through and have experience working through some that have been very bad, not just made very bad. So while we spoke about the major corrections in the markets, there's also been some very, very bad times with other issues. So we've got the experience under our belt, I think, to try to talk to you and look at it and analyze the situation and, you know, in hopefully a very effective manner.
And you're right, Doug. And every situation's different. So
right.
just don't make any assumptions. Okay. We're encouraging people prudent steps, do the right things. Don't panic. I don't think panic works for socially or even financially. So mm-hmm. panic can never, I don't find that ever winning. So that's all. We're just trying to, you know, talk to you from that aspect. Doug, it's interesting. Do I have time to keep
yeah,
going?
We can go as long
okay.
as you want, Mike.
All right. You know, it's interesting, and I don't know, and I even shared this with you, and sometimes share it. This is our second 20% down within 2 years. Fourth quarter of 18 was 20%
right.
down.
Right.
Right? So there you go, and then happened again. So this is, when you talk about other events that happened besides branded events of terrorism or financial crisis or health crisis, that's that. The other big thing, Doug, I want to encourage everybody. I think when you're looking at your financial situation, and tell me if you agree with me, is cash flow is what matters.
Right.
Okay. And cash flow in all of its different facets. So in other words, we'll start with the retirees, right? I mean, if you know, how is your cash flow during this financial crisis? Do you have money coming through the door, whether it be Social Security, pension, maybe if there's guaranteed investment payouts, whatever the case may be, are you okay where that's not going to decrease
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to impact your immediate, can I put food on the table? Can we pay the rent? Can we pay the property taxes?
Right.
Cash flow. If you're working, if you're husband, wife, or whatever, both of you are working, sure, the biggest thing is your job. There's you know, there's concern, and hopefully that we can, the economy was doing so well that we can get through this
right.
and it's not going to be a massive where people start a recession where people are losing jobs and bad things are going on. Again, cash flow is what matters for that level
yeah.
of family, you know, lifestyle. So cash flow to me is always, and Doug, you and I have been saying that for years on the show, cash flow is what wins out, right? I
mm-hmm.
mean, it's the bottom line is as long as the money's coming into the mailboxes, we like to say every month, and you're able to live your lifestyle, and because, yeah, the market has been terrible, and yes, we're going through a health crisis, but there's no less money in your mailbox, and you're able to go buy your food at the store, you're okay for now, right? I mean, do you agree with this?
I do completely agree with you, and you see, I know you see a little smirk on my face because I'm listening to you talk right here. You know, You coined that phrase, mailbox money, back in the 1990s. I don't think that it applies anymore. I think it's checkbook money, buddy, because everybody's money gets direct deposited now.
Speak for yourself. I happen to be old school.
Oh, I'm well aware. So, all right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're taking some of your time here to listen to the show this week. And it's our objective to always bring you guys good value, sound advice, and try to guide you in the right direction, whether we're in a period of economic boom or where we're in challenging times. There's no doubt about it. We come on the air and we talk to you. We try to be a voice of reason. We try to be a voice of practicality, and we try to be a voice of fundamental approaches to different situations. And today is no different, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, Doug. And, you know, that's what we're really trying to, you know, every week we talk. And again, if you've listened to our show, we're not telling you to buy this stock or buy this product. It's always about trying to educate, get you to think, get you to motivate. And today's education is what's going on. We get it. There's a health, there's a financial crisis. You know, what should I do? How do I act? And I guess, and what we're saying is, Doug is saying, be prudent. Don't panic. Take all the right steps. Everything you just said, that's what we're trying to do, you know, about your situation. And you know what, Doug, I'm going to say something. I think for the most part, people generally are.
What?
Just not panicking and doing crazy stuff when it comes to financial stuff at this point in time.
I agree with you, related to the financial stuff, but they're scared.
Yeah.
So, Mike, here's the thing is that I don't care what your personal belief is as to how people are reacting or how anybody's reacting to the coronavirus. There's a lot of people out there that say this is overblown. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there saying you have no idea this is going to get a lot worse. We're not here to talk to you about that right now, because as we said at the beginning of the show, our opinion's useless when it refers to that anyway. We're not in the medical or infectious disease or pharmaceutical industries at all. But what we are here to do is to make sure that you do have an avenue to turn to, because money is important. And I don't care what anybody says. Money is important. And we want to make sure that you are paying attention to your... We spoke about this last week, and I want to talk about it again this week, Mike. Your microeconomy, your household, your affairs, what's going on for you. Not what's going on globally, not what's going on worldwide related to money and finance and economics, because we can't control that anyway. But what we need to do is we need to spend the time, and it's when there's challenging times upon us, like we're facing right now, is typically when people finally go, oh, okay, they're right. I got to pay attention to this right now. Even though we talk about it and we scream about it when the markets are going up and unemployment is excellent and the economy's rocking and rolling, we talk about it as well. A lot of times then it falls on deaf ears because everything's good.
Right.
So while we're not doomsday approachers here and we're not saying it's doomsday, what we're saying is that you need to take a practical approach to this thing. And sometimes it takes you getting shooken up a little bit to say, oh, you know, rattle the cobwebs out and say, okay, they're right.
Correct. And you know, things sometimes need to be addressed. That's what really you're saying. And you're absolutely right. Hey, Doug, as you were talking about that, you know, it just jumped into my mind. I don't even know if it's appropriate to follow up what you're saying, but you and I always talk about financial health, your financial health. You deserve a good financial physical, mm-hmm. right? Sit down. What do I own? Why do I own it? Does this match my risk? You know, all that type of stuff. Just as if you go to your doctor for your 6-month, your 1-year physical. This crisis is really challenging both right now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of unique, right? Because back in 08, as we keep hearkening back, it was a financial crisis, not a health crisis, and 01, et cetera. But this is kind of challenging both. So it's really putting all of us in a challenging spot, you know what I'm saying, mentally, right? Because not only are you worrying about, you know, your health and clean my hands and do the whole thing and shopping is your stuff, but also, you know, you're coming home and you're seeing markets are getting slammed. So it's really probably one of the biggest challenging moments, you know, since I think I could recall.
Well, Mike, let's also use it as sort of an analogy here. There's people right now who are not going to be impacted by the coronavirus, and everybody's hoping that they don't get the coronavirus. And I know if you're young and you're healthy, they say it's, you know, it's not a huge risk to you. You're going to get flu-like symptoms and, you know, you'll be fine. And if you're older, it's a higher risk to you. Well, Mike, in a lot of aspects, doesn't that hold true to the market right now? Doesn't that exactly hold true to not only your physical health, but your financial health? If you're younger, you're not at as big a risk if you live through circumstances where the markets go down like this. But if you're older, it's a higher level of risk. So there are so many, if you're going to consider the, you know, what's happening, a virus or a flu or something of that nature, is that there's a lot of people who've gotten the market flu and virus right now. They may not know it, right, because they haven't gotten their statement in the mail yet, but they need to pay attention to it. And the same basic concepts hold true.
Yeah, I absolutely, Doug. And, you know,
so let's talk, Mike. Let me interrupt you for a second here, rather than you trying to think of something to say, because I have something, you know, on my mind here. Is let's talk about what paying attention to your micro economy, to your personal economy, actually means to people. Let's just take a couple of minutes and talk to that. And let's kick it off by saying, all right, how much are your monthly expenses?
Yeah. Right? I agree, Doug. And I think, but where this kind of falls to is like, if we're saying, okay, I got to, you know, what should I be doing here, you know, to kind of keep an eye on everything, is I think, can we brand it cash flow? Because I think cash flow is part of the how much are my expenses, how much money I have coming through the door, you know, at the end of the day. So,
but there's also reserves, Mike.
Right. But I think, first off, I think you want, like you're saying, I think you're starting with expenses. What are my expenses on a monthly basis? Do you have your arms around it? What are the property taxes? What are the mortgage? What, you know, what does it take you to for auto, pay a lease or whatever? Do you have your arms around what's the outflow, right? So yeah. I guess kind of what do I need to cover before I can even do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And then what I want you to take a look at is that what are my sources of income?
Sure.
Right. Where is the money coming into the household from? Again, your personal micro situation. Now, this may sound basic to you, but you'd be amazed at the number of people who we sit down with who they're okay month to month, but they couldn't tell us how much their monthly expenses are, which I get. It's very common that as long as you've got enough cash flow coming through the door, most people don't really worry about their monthly expenses, right, Mike? They don't track them and keep track of them.
Right. And that also, though, Doug, our experience tells us, though, that gets back to the expense side. There's a lot of people that, very good, you have enough cash flow coming through the door and you don't really even know what it all is, cash flow or expenses, and you're kind of just going about because there's no pressing issue there. But we find a lot of times, Doug, when people actually sit down and look at their expenses, they realize there's some foolish things going on and some money being wasted.
Sure.
And because you have enough income coming through the door, it's like, it's almost like I don't have to worry about it. I just keep going about my way, which is fine. But we find sometimes when you sit down and do this exercise, it's eye-opening.
It definitely is eye-opening for many, many people, Mike. And then what we now need to take a look at is that now we're planning – right, your microeconomy. We have to plan it. It's not just where are we today. It's where are we going to be tomorrow, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and 10 years from now. And what we need to do is we need to look at your reserves. In other words, your investments or your savings or money that you have put aside. Because there's only two sources of income, Mike. There's people at work and there's money at work. And when one of those two stops, the other one's got to be ready to pick up. So when the people at work stops for whatever reason, whether it's an involuntary layoff or voluntary retirement, we need to make sure that when one of those, if the people at work stops, that there's enough money there and enough assets there and another source of income there to make sure that we continue on staying liquid and, being fluent and making sure that there's enough money coming through the door on a monthly basis. These are all things that are related to your micro economy. It doesn't really matter what happens in the macro economies of the United States or the world or what have you. What really matters to you at the end of the day is what's going on in your own household. Yet, too many people, Mike, are focused on the macro issues.
Well, that's well said. I'm going to give an example on current issues going on right now, Doug. And this is one of the big things you're worried about with the economy is that if you have a job that's dependent upon people coming out and partaking, whether it be you work at a stadium, you know what I'm saying, Doug, or if you work at a restaurant, let's say people are not going out to eat, or if you work at a movie theater or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are impacted.
Yeah.
If you work, let's just say, maybe if you work at any industry, a pharmaceutical company, well, your job's still there. You may be working from home. They may have to shut for a little bit. But for the most part, the pills are the pills, the products that's not being impacted. So now, so you could sit here and say, so I work for the pharmaceutical company, let's say, it doesn't impact me. I'm fine. We're staying open that. But, Doug, you work for the stadium that just said, okay, no basketball, no hockey, type of thing. Well, it could be a real financial crisis for you right now if you didn't have reserves or other forms of cash flow. Because, like you just said, and it was said so well, people at work and money at work.
Right.
And you just, so the money, the people at work just got a temporary halt on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, folks, you can see the difference. You see how we're saying micro and analyze it. So there's two different households. Through this whole health crisis, financial crisis, my family's okay.
Right.
I'm still going to work to the pharmaceutical company every day. And Doug, who works at the stadium, is saying, now what?
Right. So that's why we want to, look at this. Now, on a grander scale than what you're referring to right there is for your retirement and things of that nature. This is where we need to make sure we're focused right now for you folks. In addition to the other stuff, listen, we're not miracle workers, right? If you were somebody who, got negatively impacted from, a layoff at the stadium and a person, and you don't have somebody as generous as Mark Cuban who says, I'm going to continue to pay the people who work there. If you don't have that luxury.
By the way, how great was that?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, yep. It was really, really great.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you need to make sure that you're doing it. So what we're trying to emphasize to you here is let us come in and work with you on this situation, or you come in to us and work on this situation with us. And we've got a, now we didn't mention it yet today, but now we've got a, you know, a brand new office down in the Toms River area to, you know, service the folks down in that area, as well as we've got offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, meeting facilities in Manasquan, meeting facility in New York, the office down in Toms River. We've got you covered, as well as we're still old school guys. We haven't changed anything. We make house calls. So you have the opportunity to have a complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation with us. We want you to take advantage of it. Don't be shy. And, you know, you got to pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And pick a phone up and say, I'd like to get together, or I'd like to talk to you guys, or we can have a phone conversation if that's what you're looking to do. But we're here as a resource for you. We've been on the show. The show has been on the air for almost 25 years now. Doesn't happen by accident. Use us as a resource. That's what we're here for.
That's what we can do, you know, Doug. And of course, that's what we're saying. We're trying to just help along and keep that mind thinking straight and educate and try to get you to do the right things and not make a bad decision during this period of time.
Yep. All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, it is our sincere hope that we're bringing you good value and things that are making you think here right now. I understand right now you're uncertain. You're not clear. You don't know. There's a bunch of different things going on right now in your minds. You're worried about the coronavirus. Maybe you're not worried about the coronavirus. You're worried about the markets. You know, maybe you think people are overreacting. Maybe you think people are underreacting. Everybody's all over the spectrum here, and it's not our job to sit here and tell you who's right and who's wrong. What our job, very simply, is to sit here and tell you what we think is smart and prudent, a smart way to approach the situation. Not mention any products or anything of that nature, because it's not the appropriate way to go, in our opinion. Let you know what we see. Let you know what our experiences have taught us over the years. There is never a guarantee that what has happened in the past is going to happen again in the future. But I like using history as an educator to ways to approach new situations. And while this is a new situation in many aspects, it's not new in a lot of other aspects. It's just different.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Doug. And hopefully that this helps you clear your heads a little bit. Helps out that way. I think we've been saying all through the show, we're here to help. If you need somebody to see or sit down and talk with, okay. Well said, Doug. We're not telling you buy, sell, do this, do that, or anything else. We're just saying try to keep it rational. Don't panic. Make smart moves that pertain to you,
right,
not what your neighbor or anybody else is telling you. What's important? You know, let's boil it down micro to that kitchen table in your home. And that's what we're urging everyone to do. And you're right, though, Doug. I do get it. There are other, you know, because of it being also health, there's other concerns.
Of course
for
there is.
Loved ones. And like you said, a lot of elderly people. And you know, there's a basket of people I know in my family and your family.
You bet.
That we've both thought about saying, oh, geez, I just hope, you know, everything goes well for everybody. And, you know, God forbid something, you know, or like that.
Yeah. So what have we been up to lately? That's the segment of the show that we're in here. And it's been interesting. And one of the things that's been very interesting, Mike, is that I've been getting a few telephone calls, not very many telephone calls, but when I get the telephone calls, people are saying to us, I'll bet you're getting a million telephone calls. Not really.
No. Yeah.
We're just not. Yeah. And listen, I don't know why, but I think it's, you know, to me, it may be a credit to the job that we do, you know, for our clients out there. But it hasn't been. So it's been kind of business as usual in a large aspect. But we have been reaching out to people and having conversations and talking about different things. But, Mike, one of the things that I've spoken to people about, I sat down with a new client for me on Monday morning. And they had done some work with another advisor in the past. And, you know, we were going over everything. And one of the things that really, you know, came to light was that so few other advisors actually sit down and talk to people the way that we talk to people and talk to people about the things that we talk about. And it just really, you know, came to light to me on Monday morning when I'm sitting here and talking to people. It's come to light me before, but, you know, every now and then, it says, you're like, oh, yeah, there it is again, is that the backbone, in my opinion, to this whole business and it being a good quality advisor to our clients is understanding our clients and knowing them and going into with a consultative approach to the whole situation and find out what's important to them, not coming in with a hot product or something that they should be doing. It's the complete wrong way to do it. And people really appreciate, I believe, when they sit down with us and go through the process that we go through with our clients, because they truly feel as though that we're trying to understand them and what makes them tick, and that is exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we do, Doug. And you know what? I told you I had a new case this week, a new client, and by the way, she's a loyal listener. And you know, I sat down with the folks, and as it turns out, I'm going to tell you, 95% of their stuff was A+ perfect.
Right.
And it's going to turn out to be, we're going to do some work with them, and it's a tweak here and a tweak there, but just a great job. But we sat down and we methodically worked through everything and talked about everything. And we did come across a thing or two that needs to be changed up or done. But for the most part, it's an A+ job. So many people think, Doug, that, you know, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. It's 100% wrong or it's 100% right. I find that most often that's not true at all.
The truth probably lies
somewhere in the middle, right? There's some good things going on. There's some bad things maybe that could be changed. But if you sit down and you have a conversation and you walk through it, it makes people see it and understand, like, oh, yeah, I never thought of that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest it's not a compliment, but I'm going to call it a compliment, is when we're able to sit down and go through people thoroughly and they say, oh, yeah, I never realized that. And the light kind of goes on for them, you know, kind of like they got educated. Oh, yeah, I can do this a better way, or do this. If I make that change, it'll help. That's when I know we're at our best.
Yeah, you know, and when we look at things and we bring things to people's attention, like I'll tell you that the meeting that I had on Monday, I brought to their attention that this is a second marriage for the husband. His first wife passed away, and he had two young children. And when reviewing their insurance beneficiaries, they hadn't updated them since they got mm-hmm. married, and it named two minor children as the beneficiaries of the insurance policies. That's kind of basics 101, man.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't do that.
Right, right. No, I agree, and like you said, it's simple. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, the insurance company can't pay the proceeds out to a minor.
Right,
they just can't. It's not that they're not going to pay the proceeds out to somebody. What it's going to result in is a process now that somebody's going to have to go through to getting the proceeds paid out, when it could have been very easily circumvented at the beginning by simply naming a trustee for the trust, the funds.
Doug, here's another thought. I'm talking about working with people and stuff and all that, but just it's coming to my mind in light of the situation. You know, and this again is our experience talking, you know what's next as far as a pool of people that you and I probably will be speaking to is the person that has money at work, was planning on retiring this year. They failed to plan or do anything or set anything up. They were kind of just, okay, you know, like moving along, the clock's moving. And now they might have taken a big financial hit and they're going to say, I can't retire.
Yeah. I hope that's not the circumstance, right?
I hope not either, but you and I know we've heard these situations in the past. We've heard people come and say, well, I wanted to retire. I was supposed to retire, but this happened to me.
Yeah, one of the differences right now where we're at with the market is that the decline, it's been you know, tough to swallow, that's for sure. It's been so fast.
Yes.
That's what it's been. It's not that it's been so severe. It's just been so fast. You know, it's not nearly the at this stage of the game, the percentage or proportion like it was in 2008. But it's gone down very quickly here. So that's where it's kind of a blessing and a curse, if you will, Mike.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, because, I mean, I agree with you. I think back in 08, and don't hold me to my dates, but I think things really started to let go in 07. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was getting, you could just feel things, and then 08, and then it flowed right through to the low. Was what, March of 09 is
correct.
What I say. So it was a you know, a longer period. Where this, I mean, everything from the first, I guess, nasty day to the time we're speaking now, it's been 3 weeks.
Right.
Three full weeks.
Right. So that's my point. While it may seem like, and the market from January 1st had gone up significantly.
Right.
So, you know, that's not to say anything. I mean, I think that we touched down to levels, if I'm not mistaken, back to 2018 in this period of time here. So, you know, not completely the end of the world, but you got to keep your eyes open to it and pay attention to what's going on, because I don't know if there's another leg down. You don't know. Nobody knows. I don't know if the next move is significantly up. Again, you know, nobody knows. But what's important here is, as we've been speaking to our existing clients, is saying, okay, let's review the plan. You know, I had a telephone call with, you know, somebody this week, and they were like, where are we? And I said, do me a favor. Go get, do you have the document, you know, from when we got together where we scripted it all out? They said, yeah. I said, go grab it. I'll wait. You get it. I'll pull it up on the screen here, and we took a look at it together. And I said, has anything significantly changed on our list here, and as far as objectives are concerned? And the answer in that circumstance was no. And for these people, you know, I had said to them, well, I know it stinks that we pulled back here a little bit, but let's keep things in perspective. We got so far ahead of where we projected we were going to be last year that we're not really that far behind right now. We are a little bit, but nothing that's going to, right, you know, have a huge impact. Now, it's only from the benefit of us having this relationship with the client, Mike, where we could turn it back and say, okay, look, where were we? Right. Where are we? Where do we want to go? What do we expect? And what's our, you know, and then, you know, turning to us, our time to fill them in on what our feelings are related to their plan. Should there be any changes made? If so, why? If not, why? And then move on from there.
Yes, absolutely, Doug. I mean, that's basically how to go about looking at it and managing it and trying to make rational decisions and all everything we've been talking about all show long, you know, all along here today. So those are some of the things. I mean, you know, Doug, anything else that you can think of that to share? I mean, what's
no,
been
you
going
know what? Let's do this. Let's hop to our break here. Right. We'll come in. We'll wrap up the show at the end. I think that people understand where we're coming from here, Mike, mm-hmm. and that, you know, just want to reiterate to you, we're here for you.
Yeah,
we are here for you. We've been here for listeners since the mid-1990s on the radio airways. We're not going away when the markets are tough, and we're not just only around when the markets are great. Yep. We're here for the long haul. We're here to help you. All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. And we really are sincere and hope that you are getting good value from the show and that you do know that we're here to help you and chat. And, you know, if there's been a change in your financial advisor or, you know, anything of that nature and no longer available and you'd like to, you know, bounce ideas off of somebody, we're here for you. You know, just you got to pick the phone up and give a call. Our number is 855-262-3722. I'll give it again, 855-262-3722. And I'll give it again before the end of the show in case you were trying to grab a pen and a piece of paper to jot it down. Give us a call and let us know you'd like to get together or have a conversation with us. Whatever you want is fine. You know, we're here for you. At Wealth Management Group, Mike and I started the firm in the mid-1990s just to help people, you know, give objective financial advice to see if we can help you accomplish your goals, needs, and objectives, not affiliated or related with any one institution. It's got an axe to grind, but try to give you, you know, the objective advice, you know, that we can as best we can.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, we've been through, you know, like we said, talking on the show, a couple of these, you know, financial crisis and, you know, we're going to be here again. And you kind of get the idea, folks, we're going to handle it the same way we've handled everything else and what we're doing and try to help you guys out and tell you how we think things should be done and handled and go about things. And that was really the theme of the show today, right, Doug? We just want to say to everybody that, you know, hey, we're here. Here's what some of the things how you should be thinking or hopefully thinking and make the right decisions. You need us. We're most certainly available. And that's really it. Right. I mean, that's all we can say. Right. I mean, I wish I could wave a magic wand and make the market go up. You know, we would do it. But, you know, it is what it is. And we got to do what we got to do. But we got to do what we got to do the right way.
Very well said. We got to do what we got to do the right way. Now, listen. I haven't broken this phrase out, Mike, in a long, long time. Folks, you can choose to do something or you can choose to do nothing. But always remember, if you choose to do nothing, you've chosen to do something. You've chosen to do nothing.
Yeah.
And if that's the best plan of action for you, we wish you the best. But if a review or a second opinion makes sense, we're here for you. We want you to know that. Yeah. And you got to pick up the phone and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. We're in a tough period of time right now. We've been in tough periods of time before. We will have tough periods of time again in the future. It's how you come out at a tough periods of time that we feel as though will ultimately determine the chances of you accomplishing your goals and objectives. Right, Michael?
That's well said, yes.
You know, there's certain risks that are apparent right now, and we want to make sure that you're paying attention to them and giving yourself every opportunity you can to accomplish your goals and objectives. As a refresher to you, we've got offices in Clark, Martinsville, and Parsippany, as well as Toms River. Meeting facility in Manasquan, meeting facility in Manhattan, and we're the old school guys that'll show up with our briefcase at your house if that's what you would like. I don't know, Mike, that we could make it any easier.
Yep.
But that being said, I want to be very clear that we're very sincere to everybody out there, is that, you know, we want to do this. I mean, if you've got your $1 million account and you're worried about how it's doing now, well, you probably should let us take a look at it for you. Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't just need to be a million.
No.
I just use that as an example.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Anything you want to add before we wrap it up today, Mike?
You know, everybody hang in there. I know it's tough times, even forget the financial, socially, health-wise. Just hang in there and take care of yourselves and be good neighbors, right?
Yeah. You're very, very good point there, Mike. And, you know, do all the right things. Do the smart things. Check in on your neighbors, like you said. And, you know, just... It's cracking me up now, you know, everybody telling everybody to wash their hands, because I know everybody washed their hands anyway. So just keep washing your hands and, you know, doing what you need to do. Eat well, right? That's, you know, the basics of, you know, any flu season. This is really, you know, a flu virus.
Yep.
Eat well, stay hydrated, you know, all that kind of stuff. And just be smart and be patient.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say, is be patient with circumstances and situations. This is something that most places and most people have never been through before.
Right.
So just be patient. That's all. Right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, folks. We're here for you if you need us. 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Mike and Doug from Wealth Management Group. We'll be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The Bus- preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.